as a man to God, you ain't ever got to worry about me doing. I don't want your wives. I don't want your daughters. I don't want your money. I just want to be faithful to God, my wife, and my kids, and let the world see the light. You won't talk about this one. The Bible won't talk about this one. What they gonna say? What they gonna say? He fat. That's it. I can lose that. That's it. I'm big. That's it. What else you got? What else you got? Because I don't watch enough of them fall for me to learn. And guess what? Even the ones that fail, they coming back up with power and righteousness. Life givers. Life givers. Watch this. The Bible says, woe unto them that seek deep to hide the counsel from the Lord, that their works are in dark. Guess what? The Bible says, woe unto a person that tries to keep a secret and what they doing in darkness. The Bible said, what sorrow awaits that person. Church, you need to know this, because when you run around here fronting, talking about the grace of God, the word won't change. I could be the preacher, and if I'm standing up here living with dark secrets and I refuse to deal with them, the Bible says, woe unto me. This word applies to the church. This word applies outside the church. Woe unto the person that tries to hide what they're doing and keep it in secret. All right, Isaiah. The Bible says that they do evil deeds in dark. Watch this. And guess what they say? Who see what I'm doing? Who see you texting that other woman? Who see you texting that other man? Who see you sexing? Who see you? Who see you sipping? Who see you drinking? Who see you? Now, I ain't just pointing out no sin, but sin is sin. But do you ever do it? And you so sneaky that you ask yourself, who gonna know? When I call and meet up with her, who gonna know? When we lay down, who gonna know? When I get drunk, who gonna know? When I steal it, who gonna know? Who gonna know when I'm high? Who gonna know? It's just oral sex. It's just masturbation. Who gonna know? My mama won't know she at work. My daddy won't know. My husband won't know. My wife don't even know. But I promise you, somebody. What's your secret? What's your secret? When you lead a church, what's your real secret? Is it-
Lord, thank you for tuning into the Heartbeat Outreach Ministry with myself, Pastor James Burrell, along with my wife, Co-Pastor Heather Burrell. We pray that you have been blessed by this broadcast. If you would like to correspond with us, contact us at Church of Revelation, 116 Tuline Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana, 71457. Our service times are Wednesday, 5:30, intercessory prayer. Midweek service beginning on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Sundays, Christian learning class at 9 a.m., intercessory prayer at 10 a.m., followed by empowerment service at 10:30 a.m. Until next time, be blessed. For your glory.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. I've been wandering around and trying to follow lead of the Spirit, and the Spirit has led me to go back to my first sermon. And when I preached my first sermon, I was nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof because of what the Spirit had led me to preach. And the looks on the people's faces caused me to really make a mess of it. God is leading me, I believe, to go back to what I preached. And I don't even remember what the subject was that I preached, but in a way, because I asked a question. How many of us, the believers, believe they were going to go to heaven when they die? And everybody, just about everybody in the church raised their hands. They're going to heaven when they die. But the Bible does not teach that. And when I said that, you could feel I don't know, it just looked like it just everybody, all the eyes were just like, you ever been in a place where it looked like everybody was looking at you with daggers in their eyes and they wanted to chew you up? I was surrounded by people that seemed to, nobody wanted to hear what I said, and I felt like a fool. But it was God that, I believe it was God that told me to say this, and I find that I can back it up in the Bible. I had read this before. I had never seen in the Bible where God promised anybody that was going to go to heaven when they die. And we have been taught that for so many years. And I'm going to read this for you this afternoon. It is found in John chapter 5. This is just one of the places I can verify this. In John chapter 5 and chapter 6. I'm going to do a lot of reading today because it's like I said, I'm Brother Gadsby don't like to write, but Brother Gadsby can read. Thank God that I can read. And I don't understand how it is that so many highly educated, intelligent people have read this book and not understand what God is saying here. Maybe I don't understand. Maybe I'm just a stupid old man. But anyway, I believe God told me to do this. John chapter 5, I'm going to start reading at verse 22. No, I'll start at verse 21. As far as the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. And that quickeneth means to make alive. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Now notice here he said, the voice of the Son of God. When Jesus walked this earth, he referred to himself as the Son of Man. Now, that's getting into another subject, but I just thought I'd throw that in for free. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this. For the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Now, when he says all in the grave, that means everybody, including the sinner. Everybody is going to be resurrected. I've said that in some of my other previous programs. And shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that his that the witness which he witnesseth me is true. You sent to John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I received not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing to, for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself which hath sent me hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent, him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can you believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? Now, you say, what's that got to do with going to heaven when you die? Well, let's look at John chapter 6, starting at verse 26. Then Jesus answered them and said, this is after he fed the 5,000 men. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which is the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Now, they asked and said, then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Now this covers the works of God. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. Now we go down to, but I'm going to read all of this. Verse 35 says, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that he that ye have seen also seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise them up again at the last day. And raise them up again at the last day. Remember that last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now he keeps saying, we'll raise him up at the last day, but yet we say we're going to heaven when we die. The Bible teaches that when a man dies, God calls it sleep. Jesus, you remember when Lazarus died, he was dead 4 days. And Jesus said he was asleep when he told his disciples, said, Lazarus is asleep. And they said, well, if he's asleep, even then, later he told them, he said, well, Lazarus is dead. What you call dead, but I'm going to wake him up. So now, this